What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and today I'm going to be showing you guys how to make your very own custom thumbnails for whatever series you're going to be working on or YouTube project. Now, for me, I already have my basic stuff out of the way, my image taking. So, the first thing you're going to do is if you do not already have a stock image of your game, whenever you're in your game or recording your 5PD or Minecraft or whatever video you're going to record, use Windows Print Screen to take a screenshot of any moment you want in the game. For example, I have the loading screen for TSDOJ, which I'm gonna pull up over here. Here you guys can see the loading screen for TSDOJ as I was loading into the game. Now I'm gonna minimize that, and what you're going to do is you're going to come over here to Canva, and my account is already logged in. You can see all my podcast logos and stuff, and you're gonna hit Create a Design. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to hit YouTube thumbnail and then leave this blank. I'll show you what you do. Upload a file and upload that in here. Once you get that uploaded, you're going to simply just resize this to the size of the canvas. And if you want to, or if you want to be a shortcut person, and that's a good thing and a good context, you can just set the image to the background and it'll automatically lock it to the background of your page, making it your background. Now for the elements. Now, because I'm a podcaster and I do YouTube as more of a side thing, in my particular case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take text, and you can use any text you want. For this particular type of video, I should say, I'm gonna put the heading right here over the loading bar. If you take a picture and you have a loading bar in your screen, usually it's probably not a good idea to have the loading bar showing unless you really want to show the loading bar. But I recommend against it just because I just don't like the look that it poses on it. And so in my case, I have red text, and you can use multiple colors. I think I'm going to use the State Patrol colors in this. I'm going to use the State Patrol colors, which in my state would be all blue, but in many states it's red and blue, starting from left to right. So I'm going to write TSDOJ, and then in blue, I'm going to use royal blue, because that's what most of them are. I'm going to put down as the color 5PD, and I'll do that. And if it doesn't really work out contrast-wise, you know what? This is very interesting because you can always move the text to a part that has more contrast to it to prevent it from blending in. Like, say, for example, I put mine up here, and then when you do that, the next thing you can do is you can choose and always use the same fonts unless you're really want to go for it. But in this case, always use the same fonts. And I'm going to slide this up a little bit. And this is a basic thumbnail. This is not like your top of the line, like, thumbnail from some YouTuber with 60,000 subscribers. This is mainly for my small creators who want to get started, get their foot in the door. Now, some people have suggested to me you do not want to include the subscribe. The subscribe like logo on the bottom. That's a personal preference, honestly. I don't believe them. That's a personal preference. So if you want to include the subscribe YouTube logo on the bottom, it's very easy. You just take that element there. And for me, what I do is I put mine in the bottom left side of the screen. And the reason why I do it in the bottom left side of the screen is because if you have any other elements besides YouTube, typically when you're looking at the thumbnail and you want to look for, the image and whatnot, and I've always noticed this, not just for the image thumbnail reasons of putting the other content at the bottom right of the screen, but also because in America and in most countries on the Western world, we read from right to from yeah, left to right. I have anime on my brain. We read from left to right. And so naturally, if you're looking at a video thumbnail and it has text on it, if you're from a Western nation, your natural response is to look at the text from left to right. You see the correlation? So when you put it on the bottom left and you put the text in the middle, it forces them, if they're in a Western nation, to look from left to right, which if you're an American and you're an American-based YouTuber, most of your audience is probably going to be from mostly primary or secondarily English-speaking countries. So they're going to want to read from left to right. And so that's why I always put my subscribe button on the bottom left and put my text, my highlighted bold text in the middle, because it makes them read from where they normally read, from left to right. It's very good to remember that. And then once you've created it, just simply see. I'm gonna do this, and I will let the thing label itself. And this is the real one. And then I'm gonna take this one, and I'm going to put this one as the stock thumbnail. And the reason why I'm gonna keep this file with the stock thumbnail is because if you want to reuse the same thumbnail like this and just put the different numbers on it, then you will need to have the original image. So it's best to keep both of them, the new one and the old one, the stock one, so that you won't have to change this constantly. You can just make a new one and just tack on the same text and numbers. And just do it a little bit different. Just do that. Or you can do it a little bit differently and use this image in Canva or one you downloaded, but then you'd have to go in and change stuff around. This just takes out an extra step. And so now I'm gonna go to my YouTube channel so I can show you guys. And this is not me promoting, this is just for benefit purpose. There are some awesome channels up there on my thing, by the way. I love watching Linus Tech Tips and some of these other larger creators. They're on my front page. Kudos to you. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to update my stuff. So now you can see the old thumbnail. And you can see all my stuff. And I know you see my stats and stuff. I really don't care about that, honestly. I really don't. Otherwise, I would have blurred it out. But I'm just doing this for example purposes. Oh, this is not even the right one. Hold on. I forgot. I did something. Hold on. Because I added that number one at the end. They didn't get that. So I'll worry about fixing that later. Right now, I'm going to just do this. Click change. And there you go. You can see it says State Patrol number one. And I'm just going to hit save. And there you go. I might even make a custom thumbnail for this custom thumbnail tutorial. Man, that sounded redundant. That sounded so redundant, but I said it anyway. All right. Well, now that you guys know how to make your custom thumbnails, you guys are ready to go. Thank you guys for tuning into this YouTube video, and I'll catch you guys next time.